Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a fascinating study on appendiceal pseudomyxoma peritoni, or PMP, which is a rather rare condition that has significant implications for patient outcomes. Researchers have developed an interpretable machine learning model that integrates advanced imaging techniques and clinical features to non-invasively predict the pathological grade of PMP. Sounds a bit complex, right? Don't worry, we'll break it down together. Pseudomyxoma peritoni is often linked to ruptured appendiceal mucinous neoplasms, which can manifest in a variety of ways, from indolent mucin accumulation to aggressive carcinomatosis. The way we classify these tumors can significantly affect treatment plans and ultimately a patient's survival. Patients with low-grade PMP have a much better prognosis compared to those with high-grade PMP, so accurate preoperative grading is crucial. Traditional methods can be invasive and pose risks, so this new model is particularly noteworthy for its non-invasive approach. So, how did the researchers go about this? They analyzed data from 158 patients who had confirmed PMP and utilized a combination of clinical data, like demographic characteristics and tumor markers, along with delayed phase contrast enhanced CT imaging. The delayed phase CT is essential here, as it's designed to enhance the visualization of tumors by improving the differentiation between the tumor's fibrous stroma and surrounding mucin. This not only helps in identifying boundaries but can also correlate with the tumor's cellular density, which is particularly critical for the higher-grade cases. The methodology included extracting hundreds of features from the CT scans and determining which of those were most predictive of tumor grade. They built three predictive models, one based solely on clinical data, another based only on radiomics, and a combined model. The combined model, which took data from both sources, showed significantly higher accuracy with an area under the curve, AUC, of 0.91 in training and 0.88 in testing. What's particularly groundbreaking is their use of SHAP, which stands for Shapley Additive Explanations, to interpret the results. This tool visually demonstrates which features influence the model's predictions the most, helping clinicians understand and trust the outputs. The top predictive features included specific radiomics data as well as clinical markers like Ca-199, which you might recognize as a serum tumor marker. Now, while the findings of this study are impressive, they aren't without critique. One strength is its rigorous methodology, with robust statistical analyses and clear validation procedures, including a testing cohort and five-fold cross-validation to ensure the model's reliability. However, on the downside, the datasets used for the study are not publicly available, which poses a challenge for reproducibility. Open data access is increasingly recognized as vital for the scientific community to build upon each other's work effectively. In conclusion, this study offers a promising new tool for predicting the pathological grade of PMP non-invasively, integrating clinical and imaging data seamlessly. As the researchers noted, this method could significantly streamline treatment decision-making for a condition that traditionally has required invasive procedures for accurate grading. As with any pioneering work, further studies are needed to validate these findings across broader populations and settings, ideally including multi-center studies to strengthen the results' generalizability. Nevertheless, for patients with PMP and their care teams, this research paves the way for more individualized treatment planning in the future. That's all for today. Thanks for joining us on SciBud. As always, keep your curiosity alive, and don't forget to tune in next time for more intriguing science news.